June 6, 1900. Louisa, crucified, spares Corrado some chastisements. Since my adorable Jesus continue not to let himself be seen with clarity, this morning, as I received communion, the confessor placed the intention of the crucifixion. While I was amid those sufferings, blessed Jesus, almost drawn by my pains, showed himself with clarity. O God, who can say the pains that Jesus was suffering, and the violent state he was in? That while he was forced to send chastisements, he did such violence to himself, for he did not want to send them. It aroused such compassion to see him in this state, that if men could see him, even if their hearts were as hard as diamonds, they would break with tenderness like fragile glass. So I began to pray him, to placate himself, and to be content with letting me suffer, sparing the people. Then I added, Lord, if you do not want to listen to my prayers, I know I deserve it. If you do not want to have compassion on the peoples, you're right, because great are our iniquities. But I ask you, for pity's sake, to have compassion on yourself. Have pity on the violence you do to yourself in punishing your images. Ah, yes, I ask you, for love of yourself, not to send chastisements to the point of taking bread away from your children and letting them perish. Ah, no. It is not the nature of your heart to operate in this way. And this is the reason for the violence you feel, such that he would give you death if it had the power to. And he, all afflicted, told me, My daughter, it is justice that does violence to me. And the love I have for men uses even greater violence on me, to the point of putting my heart into anguishes of death in punishing the creatures. And I, therefore, Lord, unload justice upon me, and your love will no longer suffer violence from justice, and will not find itself in the struggle of chastising the people. Who, truly, how will they go on if you act, as you let me understand, withering everything that serves for the nourishment of men? Oh, please, I beg you, let me suffer and spare them, if not completely, at least in part. And Jesus, as though seeing himself forced by my prayers, drew near my mouth and poured a little bit of bitterness from his, dense and disgusting, such that, as soon as I swallowed it, it caused me such and so many kinds of pains that I felt myself dying. Then, blessed Jesus, sustaining me in those pains, otherwise I would have been dead. Yet he had poured nothing but a little bit. What must it be for his adorable heart, who contained so much of it? He heaved a sigh, as if he felt relieved of a load, and told me, My daughter, my justice had decided to destroy everything, but now unloading itself a little bit over you. For love of you, it concedes one-third of what serves for the nourishment of men. And I, Ah, Lord, it's too little, at least half. And he,
No, my daughter, content yourself.
And I? No, Lord. If you do not want to content me for everyone, at least content me for Corrado, and for those who belong to me. And Jesus?
Today, there is hail ready, which must cause great damage.
You,
remain with the pains of the cross. Go out of yourself, and in the form of the crucified, go throughout the air and put to flight the demons from over Corrado, as they will not be able to resist the crucified image and will go somewhere else.
So I went out of myself, crucified, and I saw hail and lightnings which were about to break out over Corrado. Who can say the fright of the demons?
How they took to their heels at the sight of my crucified form.
How they bit their fingers out of rage and reached the point of getting angry with the confessor who this morning had given me the obedience to suffer the crucifixion. In fact,
they could not get angry with me. On the contrary, they were forced to flee from me because of the sign of redemption that they saw.
And then,
after putting them to flight,
I went back into myself, finding myself with a good dose of sufferings.
May everything be for the glory of God.